The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. Here comes the sun indeed. Blake Masters, candidate for U.S. Senate. BlakeMasters.com is his website. Here's his voice. Blake, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Seth. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I was buoyed even further in seeing a new poll just released only has you 1 point behind. What's interesting about this, Blake, to me, this is a new poll out from a progressive organization. This is Sean McAwee's organization, Data for Progress, a self-proclaimed progressive think tank. And in a polling up against your Democratic opponent, they only have you 1 point behind. This is great, Blake.
Boom. We're closing the gap. You know, they have me down one. The conservative-leaning Trafalgar Group, which is also a pretty reputable poster,
yeah.
They have me down one. It's almost like I'm down one. And this race has tightened. Everyone wanted to say, oh, Masters can't win. He's not raising as much money. I'm not raising as much money as Mark Kelly. My gosh, he's got the whole National Democrat machine behind him.
Yeah.
But I'm raising money at a good clip, and we're getting our message out, and our message is better than Mark Kelly's message. Mark Kelly's got to lie with all that money. We just have to tell the truth. Biden and Mark Kelly have caused a wide open southern border, double-digit inflation, all these horrible, horrible policies that are hurting people. We get out there, we spread this message, we've tightened up the race. I think we're going to win, Seth.
I do too, Blake, and I'll just say something. There's something about box office here too. I go to a bunch of events where they have a multiplicity of candidates at these events, you often among them, and whenever you're there, even though there's some other big names in those rooms, I notice the audience is always after the speeches. They're flocking to you, buddy. You're putting out a message that resonates, and you've gained the interest of a lot of people outside just the base of the Republican Party. Let me, on that point, raise a issue, if I can, with you. And it's an ad on your behalf that's really going against Mr. Kelly, Senator Kelly, on a cultural issue. And the cultural issue has to do with, you know, what is being done to our children, the resexualization of the children, and the efforts to do things that are just even awkward to talk about, but actually engaging in sex change operations, and how Mark Kelly and Joe Biden are all for it. It's an interesting thing because it's woken a lot of parents up who weren't even that partisan to begin with in saying, how the heck did this happen? And this is something that Mark Kelly and Joe Biden are backing to the fore.
That's right. It's so dark, actually.
It's dark. That's a good word for it. Yeah, that's the better word.
Mark Kelly co-sponsored and voted for Senate Bill 393. The name of that is the Equality Act, right? And the Democrats, they always play with these names. Inflation Reduction Act. Well, it's going to increase inflation, right? The Equality Act. Actually, it's this really dark piece of legislation that promotes what they call gender-affirming care, right? And I think they're trying to intentionally confuse kids. They're trying to tell, you know, girls that they're boys and boys that they're girls. And, you know, we just saw Vanderbilt Hospital is performing double mastectomies mm-hmm. on teenage girls, mm-hmm. Mutilating kids. And they're trying to keep parents in the dark about this stuff. Obviously, this messes kids up. That they're coming after our kids. This damages their physical health, their emotional health, their long-term well-being. And I think this left-wing politicization of medicine and education for gender ideology, it's just an assault on our kids, and it goes against parents' rights. You know, often they're keeping the parents in the dark. So I'll never forgive Mark Kelly and Joe Biden for these policies. We have to take back Congress, kick Mark Kelly out, and put a stop to this madness.
I'm glad you're out there talking about these issues. Yeah, you're right. We hesitate because they are so darn dark. They're almost unbelievable. Once people learn about it, though, they want to rise up and do something about it. What's the something you can do about it? The something you can do about it in this vote, in this case, is to support Blake Masters and help him out. BlakeMasters.com. is his website. Blake, I was just talking a few segments ago with a prominent political consultant pollster, and we were going over some recent polling. Turns out, probably more than anything else, the protection of the family, the protection of the Western notion of the family, is polling highest as a cultural issue amongst a broad cross-section of Americans. It's not the diversity stuff. It's not the cultural leftist stuff that the left is pushing on us, though you may think so from CNN or MSNBC. You may think so from social media that these things are popular. Turns out they're not. And it turns out a lot of independents, and I think a lot more Republicans, are looking for leaders like you're doing to actually speak out on these issues that are just under the surface, but are there and want to champion.
Well, it's so commonsensical, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the media doesn't talk about it, but most people are actually pretty normal and pretty commonsensical.
Yeah.
And they just want to have families and raise families and be prosperous.
Yeah.
And free and safe, and then be left alone.
That's it.
Right. To raise their kids and worship in peace and work their jobs and make an honest living. And it's crazy that that is a radical political statement today, but that's what I'm all about. You know, parents' rights to raise their kids. I think you should be able to raise a family on one single income. You know, I don't want to make that choice for people. I want people to be prosperous enough to make that choice for themselves. To me, it's all about the family. It's all about, hey, is it getting easier in this country to raise a couple of kiddos and own a home, or is it getting harder? And unfortunately, under Joe Biden and Mark Kelly, it's getting harder for people to realize that dream of raising a free and prosperous family in safety. And I think we got to reverse that trend. That's what America is all about, just being able to raise a healthy, happy family.
I'm glad you're putting it that way. This is coming up more and more, the ability for a family to thrive and subsist and thrive on one income. So much the better for family formation and family integrity and family success, familial success. We don't have a ton of time, Blake, but if you wouldn't mind just sketching out one or two of your ideas or concepts on how we can move an economy, our economy, more in that direction, where we can get back to a place where one income is sufficient to raise a family. Just one or two concepts. I'd love to hear it.
First, we stop the damage that's being done, right? First,
good.
Stop the bleeding, get in, take Congress back, and stop Joe Biden's crazy spending.
Yeah.
This spending is causing inflation that makes it almost unthinkable to not have to work two jobs or three jobs in order to support a family. Right? But once we do that, you know, I think we can incentivize a lot of onshore reindustrialization. We want high-paying jobs making things with our hands and machinery here in America. You can't just be a service sector economy. Right. And we have to stop the flood of illegal immigration, which depresses wages
yeah.
for working class people trying to get into the middle class. Right. We know how to do it because under President Trump, just 3 years ago, median wages in this country were rising. That means average workers were making more and more money. It was getting easier to raise a family, not harder. Of course, all those gains are gone under Joe Biden and Mark Kelly. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but we know what to do. And that starts by voting Republican up and down the ticket here in November.
Well, as I like to say about you, I'll say about you again right now as I let you go off to your weekend's campaign's events. There's no substitute for brains, Blake. So thank you for putting your hat in the ring. Thank you for your time with us on these Fridays. Really helpful to get the message out and to hear from you. And let me again encourage the audience, help this great man out at BlakeMasters.com. That's BlakeMasters.com. Blake, go get him. So glad you're hammering all these issues. Really appreciate you, sir.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you, Seth.
All right. Godspeed. Be in touch. I'm Seth Leibson. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.